that is come true.
Yes,
yes. Yeah. That was my hearing.
That was my hearing.
Yes, of course you can. Don't you see the kids?
Oh, no problem. You can't be there. You can't be anywhere today. And they just want
to. Yes. How are you, Mickey?
Mm-hmm. Oh, very well with me, mate. You all right?
Yes, very well. Can
you give me a pecker?
Oh, yes.
How about you, auntie?
Oh, I'm all right, thank you, Mickey.
Keeping an eye on him?
Yes, I've got some.
She's like a schoolmaster. To me.
I could tell somebody kept an eye on me for sure.
Well, I'd keep an eye on you. Try to keep an eye on one of those.
But that's what you're going to do, a bit of taking care of, aren't you?
I should do something, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Is that you?
What have you got for us today, Missy?
Yeah.
Good morning, friend.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well. I trust you are very well, too.
Oh, yeah. Very well, indeed.
It's good. It's nice. I'm not sure, though, if you can hear.
Yes, I can hear you.
It's a bit passive in still, this, you know.
Yeah, you're very well, then.
Yes.
Very well.
This is Mrs. Green and Mr. Woods.
Yes.
Do you have your name, sir?
That's my name, and probably both very good to you. My name is Dan.
Dan?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Norman Dan.
Norman Dan.
Yes.
I have been several times to this sort of thing. I've been standing around.
Yeah.
I've been coming through, mm-hmm. talking to you. Some of these people, of course, they've been at it for a long time. They know quite a bit about this.
Yeah.
I'm only just feeling my way.
Oh,
that's
good.
Yes.
Have you talked about yourself over there?
Well, I was on the railway for years.
Yeah.
Yes. Basically, must be 40 odd years I was on the railway.
Yeah.
I died some few years back now.
Yeah.
I had pneumonia and some complications set in, and that was that, you see.
Yeah.
Now I'm over here. I'm very happy. I'm willing to come back to you, so it's brief, but I must say, I do find all this very interesting.
Did you know anything about an afterlife before you passed away?
Oh, not really, no. I was not religious exactly. I was neither one thing or the other. I hardly ever went to church.
Mm-hmm.
None of my people was what you call religious. We was all, you know, sort of baptized in the church and all that sort of thing, mm-hmm. but I never made a habit of going to church. I'd heard vaguely about spirits and spiritualism, and I never took any of it seriously.
Can you tell us
how you... My wife, Kit, we both met again.
Oh,
yes. She came in some little time for me.
Yes.
And I wasn't very long after her. Thinking about work on the railway here. You know, I think my main tongue's got a bit confused, but... You know, one thing or the other. Railway was all right, but I didn't pay much in them days, of course. Church bomb a week. And that she had to bring up family. We used to go to the railway cottage, such as it was.
Mm-hmm.
And say times have changed, my goodness me, when I come and see the way the youngsters and that carry on today, and the help they get one way or another, they're having a marvelous time, I suppose, really. Not that I can see this doing all that much good, but anyway, I suppose.
Mr. Gunn, can you remember your reaction when you passed over?
Nothing much.
Found yourself?
Sitting the missus was standing there, and my mother, she died way back in 1920-something, her mother and my father and several other relations, And of course, a boy at the head that died pretty young, say about four.
Mm.
He was a big, tall, strapping chap. I didn't know who he was at first. Then I was just explaining. I never thought about these things, about children dying and growing up and all that. And, you know, in fact, I never seriously thought there was anything after death. I thought when you had your chips, you'd had it, you know.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, I did. That's a surprise, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And when you come over here, anyone talking about figuring out, they need to worry about that.
But what did you do when you asked when they met you? What did you do then?
Hey?
What did you do when they met you? Did they take you anywhere?
Oh, I went to the missus's place. A nice little place that she has. I suppose you can call it a cottage.
Mm-hmm.
But it's different to the old rubber cottage with it, you know. And this was a real nice little place. And very comfortable and very nice. But you had a garden. And, because I didn't know, I mean, in those early days, you might say, I suppose I felt so fit and well. I took it for granted that, you know, that you had food and drink and all that, so they were still on earth.
Mm.
First thing I said, so what you, I suppose, well, I remember was just a cup of tea and some lemon cheese. I know this sounds bad now, but, yeah, it was there.
Mm.
But I said, since then, of course, that was only in one's mind, you know. If you watch something and it's important to you, and to make you feel comfortable and happy, those things are possible in the first instance, you know. But you soon realize that merely ideas which you carried over from the earth, that they're not necessarily realities in most areas. And you soon lose that desire for things, and soon change, you soon attach yourself. And I've got many interests, I meet many of my old friends, and I visit places and people, and others study, and I go to lectures, and I go to what you call school, I suppose, to educate myself mentally and learn various things. I was always the one for reading when I was on your show, always interested in history. And since I have an interest in history, I've met a lot of famous people that I've read about in the past, and it's wonderful to realize what natural existences they live here and now live. To some extent, of course, sort of changed. Although there again, if you want to see history, there's nothing to stop you from seeing it as it was. It's the sort of idea into the films. You can visit places here where you can go into the past and you can witness things, and that's a way of teaching and learning from experiences of the past. And of course, when you get to know people out there and they want to convey something to you, surely they can do that by that power of thought and transmit the pictures so that you can actually see and experience this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, instead of having to talk and answer all the time, you soon learn that you don't have to talk. You can communicate to the other sort of thought vibration or thoughts, you know, is marvelous.
Mm.
And then there's scientists up here, you know, that are scientifically investigating and assisting people on your side. Of course, there are scientists here who are trying to get over various thoughts and ideas, and they have to find different people on your side, but they don't have to know particularly, you might say, their spiritualism and all the mediums and all that. But if they're fortunate enough to get hold of someone who is sensitive and they can transmit, you might say, some of their thoughts and ideas through them, that person on earth may have no knowledge of this spiritualism, but they get it through. That's the only way we can get through thoughts and ideas, is by impressing them. Of course, if a person's vegan and there's things that they understand the subject, so if you're not too free, then it's a great help. But of course, a lot of scientists are very distressed about why some of the ideas they've put over have got astray and how they're being used. advocating new science, isn't it? There are these things which could be a benefit to man and appear to use to his disadvantage, and really they're used in the wrong way to such an extent that they bring more disaster on the world. Yes, it's their science I have, because I'm not a scientist, but I've always been interested in the science. Not that I didn't cast it to nothing about it on the inside of this. Only here I've had him a great interest in there. And of course there's untold things waiting to be discovered. Oh, what a wonderful thing that is. And these things you can go on investigating, go on probing and prying and finding out more of what makes life tick, if I say. You know, it's marvellous. What's the joy of it? You see, there's no end. You go on and advancing and learning and experiencing and you never tire, you never sort of feel you've exhausted any subject. There's always more to learn and discover. Oh, it's the farthest thing. No one thing worries about dying. If that works like what you're going to see one world, but then the next. That's what it is, really, isn't it?
Yes. Have you discovered yourself when you've been studying science? Have you discovered anything exciting?
Well, I've discovered many things that have excited me. They certainly have helped me to advance and experience things which I certainly couldn't have done on your side, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, can you tell us something about
it? I'd like to be able to impart some of that knowledge down to you.
Oh, can you tell us?
In words, because you see a lot of it is beyond you in the material thing altogether.
Yeah. Can you give us a little of your knowledge that perhaps we could understand? But there is also knowledge, isn't there?
I think, you know, with some of these clever people, I mean, much clever than me, much more highly advanced than me, I think they come to a full stop, you know, when it comes to trying to tell you people things about our world, which is so far removed. I mean, whatever we can tell you, which is, limited, it must be, because you couldn't grasp it, you couldn't understand it. And there's no way that we could depict or describe it. I think it's asking the impossible. I mean, you can get a certain amount and certain things can be told you, but that's probably been told you time again by people. It only becomes a sort of repetition, I might say. That's the problem you've got to face until, I suppose, there's some method or way in which we can... You see, the whole point is this is not something you can talk about. This is something you've got to experience. And if you've any experience with yourselves, you've got on to a certain sort of stage of evolution, I suppose you call it, or advancement, to understand and to appreciate it. It's ridiculous, really, but in a way, you know, I mean, it's natural, of course, when people say, can you tell us something about certain aspects of your life? Well, of course, to a certain extent we can, but you must obviously be driven and limited by your understanding and how difficult you explain it. And I don't see for the life of me until you get here, and you never hope to get any real understanding apart from a general idea that life here is a real life, is a very natural existence, is an extension of your life, of course it is, but on a much higher plane as you progress nearer the earth, of course, when one is not so developed, you might say that it's the vector of the material world, without many of its disadvantages. I think that's perfectly true, because what constitutes the world around you, that is near up to you, is in a sense a reflection of your world, because it's created in a sense by the thoughts and ideas of the people who have lived on your side. So you've got, in a sense, near the earth, and that's the condition of life that most people come to, obviously. It's merely an extension of yours, without any of the world's material world's disadvantages. In other words, you might say our world is an extension of yours in a more perfect being or state. And that is as much as we could ever hope to explain. You're not thinking to sit from now to Tuesday, you'll never get further. So in that sense, then you wish you could. Get relations come through and they'll give you their little bits of proof and talk about all various things that give you comfort and help you, and that's marvellous. And then they'll try and tell you little bits about the way they live. But that's limited, I think, you're just not interested in it.
Have you had any experience of being taken to a higher sphere than you are now?
No.
You haven't had that experience?
I don't know whether this can happen yet. I don't think, frankly, that one can enter into a from where she might say, or condition of experience to view yourself being possible, and I don't think that it is possible for a soul on this side, or for that matter, a soul on your side, to experience something which in a sense is beyond them, because they haven't made it possible to attain or achieve it. It is until a person can make it possible by themselves, that is, by their outlook and nature, and by their, what you say, receptive activity, then I think that delusion is open to what they experience in an ordinary way. It all this depends on the individual. And until one raises oneself onto a higher sort of inner plane, then you're limiting yourself to mundane and the ordinary. I used to read a lot of one side when I was on your side, not religious work, but interest in science, and of course I'm different than a scientist without my back of education, but I was always face to face. I never had any real belief that I'm not to get an idea. Now of course I know differently. But you know, you people, I think you've got to accept the fact that to a certain extent there is a limit to what you can get from this science. That's my idea, anyway.
How do you find the lexicon there? Are they different from the lexicon on the...
Well, of course, they're not lexicons, way in which you look upon the term. I mean, that's an idea, that's another thing. You see, we say to you all, we go to lectures.
Yeah.
You will be thinking of someone standing up at the rostrum talking.
Yeah.
But, of course, that's not it.
Well,
I mean, the lecture is only a sort of... the words that we must use, which is a weapon finger, is much more there. It's not a lecture by an individual just speaking, it's a thing, it's something much more vital than that. It's a demonstration of the individual's personality, the individual's experience, the individual's knowledge, and it's transmitted in a mental way, which means when a person says something here physically, it is visible. It's not just something that they listen to. In fact, you don't listen in a sense of listening to a vocal and someone talking, you listen to that voice. And that voice, in fact, pitches in the atmosphere, whatever you like to call it, and it speaks to our eyes the same as a person can transmit that voice and create music and sound. And we can do what I'm not making it. More highly advanced souls can create for themselves and for the benefit of others, you might say, almost a new world experience, and so that it can be a form of education and advancement to those less advanced. And it is a matter of individuals' realization of the power within himself, this power within oneself, which Jesus taught about, and which I believe other than teachers taught. This is the true essence of life. That's what people don't realize. There's a lot of nonsense talked in your world about the persuasion on the religious grounds. What people don't realize is that the truth is seen. And once you begin to grasp the significance of it, the power of experience of all manner and kind is there. And as you realize that it's nourishing species, so you open up yourself to greater knowledge and wisdom and truth, and so you advance. It is something that must come. That's why I say you can't get it anymore than what you are by your own effort. No one can do it for you. You've got to let yourself. It's there all the time.
What is your son doing, Mr. John?
Oh, he's a great soul. He's a wonderful lad. Of course, he had no heart to speak of. He's grown up here. He's a great soul. He's, in his own way, I suppose you call it, a teacher. But then again, the more highly advanced we become, the more humble we become. We don't talk in the same sense as you would on earth about advancement is something that comes from one's effort and one's realization and the humility of one's inner soul. Greatness is something which is akin to greatness on your side. In fact, I go as far as to say the more highly advanced or great, the called great in person, maybe material, and it's like how to be, well, great here. I mean, they had to start from rock bottom. People put their own emphasis on greatness using material.
What's the music like? How is your Spanish?
Oh, it's wonderful. Beyond anything.
Yes, it is.
just come to that.
Baba, I thank you, Mr. Graham, very much. Oh, all right, thank you, thank you, thank you. Goodbye, love. See you in 3 weeks' time.